Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein, and I'm from, obviously, District 5, Eldersburg-Sykesville. I want to take the opportunity to share with you a few thoughts this morning. The number one priority, I would say, and what's happening right up front, is our budget. The budget, as we always do, is an open process where myself and the four colleagues work through a handful of work sessions, again, in front of the camera, open to you, allowing you to have access to us, not during the sessions, but available for phone calls, texts, meetings, emails, to ensure that we know your priorities. I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it. The priorities of Carroll County's budget are not the five commissioners on the dais. They are yours, Carroll Countyans, because you know what's best. Our job is to translate and transcribe those priorities into the budget. It's going to be a difficult one. We know that. We're getting a lot of feedback, or at least I have been getting a lot of feedback from the community regarding the school system for all the right reasons. CCPS, our school system and Board of Education, has highlighted the needs and requirements to go above and beyond what is already in our budget, in our recommended budget. So we're going to take a hard look at what else we can do. Personally, I am for putting their requirements, their additional requirements, into our operational budget. We have a long ways to go in that process because once we do that, that additional $6.7 million, it's got to come from somewhere. So we're either going to take out expenses that we have in the operational budget, or we're going to look at opportunities to create a revenue stream to provide for that $6.7 million. These are the difficult decisions that have to be made here in Carroll County. That's why I'm relying on you to help us go through that process. It's easy to share with the community that I want a safe, secure, well-educated, and best quality of life here in Carroll County. But when it comes to the budget, what does that mean? How do we recruit, train, equip, retain our sheriff and our fire EMS as they're standing up? How do we ensure the best teachers and most qualified administration and school systems are available for our most precious commodity, our students? And what are the quality of life opportunities that we want here in Carroll County to ensure it is the best place to live, work, and play? Those are the type of things that we have to grapple with. Those are the issues that I'll be talking with, you know, my colleagues, but most importantly with you. I'm very impressed with my colleagues stepping up and doing the town halls. I do believe it's an opportunity for the listen, learn, lead mentality, listening to you, learning from you, and leading together with you. And each district has different ideas on what priorities are in their community. No priority is above and beyond any other priority. It's just how do we equate that when it comes to the budget? There's a few activities happening in the southern part of the county, and decisions had been made. One of them was a request for rezoning from residential to commercial on Highway 26 Liberty Road on the north side, down the road from Walmart, the empty lot next to Oscars and Starbucks. It was decided that that was going to stay residential. It was petitioned again for reconsideration, and in open session, we again said the determination was that we did not want to bring it back to consideration, so it will stay residential. Another piece of property that was looked at very carefully was across from Liberty Exchange. Currently, that property on the south side is commercial too, or in other words, commercial medium, and it was determined that that piece of property was asked to be rezoned to commercial high, which would allow the business park of Liberty Exchange to expand to the south side. The parameters, and this is an important piece, the parameters between commercial medium and commercial high remain the same. In other words, they cannot be above 50 feet in height, or the width and length also remain the same. What it deals with is what is able to be put in those pieces of property. The difference really is only 8% of different products or services can be put into that property that are commercial high or C3. But the significant one is a business park. A business park is only allowed to be in commercial high, and that is why they requested. That vote was very interesting. It was a 3-1-1 vote to do this, and I recused myself from that vote. And I think it's the first time I've ever recused myself from a vote. And sometimes you do it because you recognize perception is reality. And if there's a perception that is out there from the community, I want to do what's best. And it was relatively easy for me to do that, knowing that, again, perception, reality, and I want to serve my community and do what's best for Carroll County. I want to leave you with an event that's coming up that's very near and dear to me, and that's the Veterans Celebration, which will happen on May 7th. It's a Sunday. It is the second annual celebration for our veterans. The first one was initiated last year from Commissioner Weaver and I, and it took about 3 months, and we just went charging and make that happen. And there was about 3,000 folks that attended. This year, I'm so looking forward to so many more folks attending the celebration. We have the U.S. Army Field Band, six-string band. We have some really good 80s music. We'll have static displays. I believe the helicopter will be coming in. All going to be at the Farm Museum. And I'm told it's going to be beautiful weather, so let's all hope that it'll continue to be beautiful weather and look for beautiful weather that day. It is a rain or shine event. Recently, I think it was last week, we had Senator Cardin, Senator Ben Cardin, who is our senior senator for Maryland, come in, and he wanted to talk about veterans. Actually, he wanted to listen, and he wanted to learn from us what our veterans are doing and the support that they're receiving here in Carroll County. It's been said often, and I truly believe, that nobody takes care of veterans better in Maryland than Carroll Countyans, and we do such a great job. We package our veteran support structure from our Carroll County government under citizen services to the nonprofits that exist across the county, and we look at what are the needs. It's not about building flagpoles or monuments, but it's really focused on what are the needs for our veterans, the transportation, the veteran support offices, the care that they need in navigating our veterans to live strong, healthy lives. That's what we're committed to doing. I'm so proud of it. We had Senator Cardin here along with the new secretary. Congratulations to Secretary Tony Woods and Deputy Secretary Bob Finn. We're all present. And more importantly, we probably had 40, 50 Carroll Countyans that were in the room listening and discussing the issues that they saw regarding our veterans. Well, time is flying by, and I want to leave just on a very high note that hopefully everybody had a very happy St. Paddy's Day. We're walking into spring, the sun is out, and I'm hoping to see you around the neighborhood. As always, feel free to reach out anytime. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. Life is good, my friends.